Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the great privilege you have given us in this country to gather in your name, to worship you, and to hear your word. I pray that as I speak today, my words would be an encouragement to the people here and bring you honor and glory to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen.
Okay.天父，我们感谢你，让我们以你的名聚集在你的国度，来敬拜你，听你的道。我祈求，当我讲道时，我的话语能鼓励在座的每一个人，能荣耀你。主啊，你是我们的磐石，我们的救赎者。阿门。
Be strong and of good courage. Joshua 1.Verses 1 to 9.
今天我们的经文是取约书亚书第一章一到九节。耶和华的仆，让我们一起来读经文，请大家跟我们一起来读经文。耶和华的仆人摩西的儿子，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我们的仆人摩西死了。”现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所赐给以色列人的地方去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野的河的尼巴城，直到约旦河。好人的权利，又到大海之水的土地，都要做你们的
亲
戚。你的子孙必与无义人在同一时代同住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你存在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。就是我向他们立的启示，应许赐给他们。
Very courageous.
只要刚强，大胆做胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你们的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。这书上所写的一切话，如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要心慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
When we enter the unknown, there is always a sense of fear and a feeling of inadequacy that accompanies it. We wonder if our wisdom and our strength will be sufficient for the task which lies before us. Such was the case when I began my degree.
Becky 说到，当我们进入未知领域时，总有畏惧和难以胜任的感觉伴随着我们。我们想知道，是不是我们的智慧、勇气足够来应对我们面前的任务？我刚开始在神学院学习时就是这样。
As a children's pastor, married to a wonderful husband with two children, I had served about 9 years when I started to feel the need for more training to prepare me for the situations that I was encountering. But going back to school seemed daunting. Nevertheless, I registered for some courses at Taylor Seminary. I wondered what it would be like. What I found was nothing less than pure joy.Did the work take effort? Absolutely, yes. But I felt God moving, His Spirit permeating everything I encountered. The professors were knowledgeable but caring. The students were a testimony to God's grace at work in their lives, allowing God to take them from where they had come and lead them into the ministry that He had for them. I felt inspired to study with them under the professors there.
OK， 作为儿童牧师，我有一个很棒的丈夫和两个孩子。当我开始感觉需要接受一些培训，以便将来更好的服侍神时，我已经在教会服侍九年了。但是重回学校学习，让我非常的紧张。不过我还是在泰勒注册了几年课程。我想知道读书生活会是怎样的。后来的事实证明，那是一段完全快乐的生活。是努力学习产生的作用吗？当然有作用，但是我感觉到神在做工，神的灵参与了我遇到的每件事。老师们不仅学识渊博，并且也关心学生，学生们的生活见证了神的恩典，他们顺服神的引领，去做神为他们预备的工作。在这样的氛围中，我感到非常的受启发。
It was here I first met Evan in a theology class with Dr. Rouser. Students share in class, but I got to know Evan more fully when a family situation required him to travel home to China for a few weeks. Since I recorded the lectures in class, I was able to help Evan out by giving him the lectures after he got back to help him catch up what he had missed.And if you know Evan, you know it did not take long.
OK, 就在泰勒，在拉德伯格的神学课上，我第一次遇到杨威。虽然同学们在班上常常交流，但我得以更多的了解他，是当他因为家里出了些事，要回中国几个星期的时候。因为我在课堂上录音，所以当他回来以后，我把这些录音借给他，帮他补上了当日的课程。如果你了解杨威，你应该知道，花不了多长时间，他就能赶上进度。
God has given Evan a vision for reaching out to those who do not yet know Christ. And I believe that God wants to further his kingdom purposes through you here at this church. And I look forward with anticipation to seeing what God is going to do. But it takes courage to pursue that.
神给了杨威意象，让他去传福音给那些不认识基督的人。我相信神要通过你们这间教会，在这里来拓展他的国度。我带着预感，期待着看到神在你们这里做工，但这需要勇气去做。
In our passage, Joshua.Has just been entrusted with the intimidating responsibility of filling Moses' shoes, leading the children out of Israel, out of the wilderness, and into the promised land. As Joshua faced this responsibility, he certainly had enough reason for a failing heart.
在我刚才读到的这段经文中，约书亚刚刚被赋予了一个重大的责任，接替摩西。带领以色列人走出旷野，进入应许之地。当他面对这份责任时，因为害怕失败，他肯定有足够的理由退缩。
His task, from a human point of view, certainly seems to be overwhelming.And as we think of the situation in the world today and our own personal lives, we too have enough cause sometimes to be fearful and overwhelmed. Even normal, everyday life can leave us feeling that way.
他的任务从我们人的角度来看肯定是无法完成的。当我们按照今天的世界和我们的个人生活来推想，我们也会有足够的理由害怕和退缩。即便是每天的日常生活，有时也会使我们有那样的感觉。
I read an interesting article in Faith Gateway a few months ago. The opening line said, "I don't have enough time to live my own life." The author went on to say how a morning news show had stimulated that thought by reiterating the numerous tasks.That supposedly needed to be done to live a full, healthy life. But instead of helping, it made him feel overwhelmed.
几个月前，我在《信仰正能》杂志上看到一篇有趣的文章，是关于这方面的。文章一开始就写到：“我没有足够的时间生活。”作者接着写到：“一个早间新闻节目引发了他的那种想法。”这个早间节目提醒过充实健康的生活所要做的很多事。
Joshua, facing his tremendous task, heard the words of God. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you.
当约书亚面对这么重的任务时，听到了神对他说的话：我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
What can we learn from Joshua today as he faced the unknown, fearful, and overwhelming? There are three points we want to consider. First, it is not about the past, but the present and the future. Second, it is not about pessimism, but persistence. And third, it is not about paralysis, but the presence of God.
今天，当我们面对不了解的、令人畏惧的、无法完成的工作时，我们从这个经文中能够学到什么呢？我们应该考虑这样的三点：第一，不应停留在过去，而应放眼现在和未来；不应悲观失望，而应坚持不懈；不应专注于自己的无能，而应感受神的同在。
First.It is not about the past, but the present and the future. Often as we encounter the future, we are faced with the temptation of going back over the past and seeking to relive it. Our response is often, if only this had happened and not that, or if only I had done this and not that. If this privilege were ours, many of us would possibly wish things to be different.But this privilege is not ours. I think Joshua experienced similar feelings. God said to him in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead.
当我们面对将来时，经常会面临着回到过去和寻求逃避的诱惑。我们的反应经常是如果当初发生的是这件事，而不是那件事，就好了；或者，如果以前我这样做了，而不是那样做了，就好了。如果我们有这样的特权，我们中的许多人会希望情况是不同的。但这个特权不在我们手上。我想，约书亚经历了类似的感受，在第二节经文当中，神对他说：“我的仆人摩西死了。”
Shock this must have been to Joshua. The man who had led them out of Egypt and to the border of the promised land was gone. Joshua may have wished this had not happened right before the Israelites were to enter Canaan. Moses was his mentor. If only Moses were here to lead them now.
这对约书亚来说是一种多么大的打击。那个带领他们出埃及、即将到达应许地的人走了。约书亚可能希望以色列人进入迦南地之前，这一切都没有发生。摩西是他的导师，如果摩西还在这里带领他们，该多好啊！
We too experience these reactions in times of transition. We ask, where do we go from here? But God says to Joshua and to us.Now therefore arise, cross over this Jordan, you and all these people. God is saying, don't live in the past, but face the present needs and responsibilities and face the future. Prepare for the future.
我们在经历改变时也会有同样的反应。我们会问，从这里我们该往何处去？神对约书亚也是对我们说，现在你要起来，和众百姓过了约旦河。神在说，不要活在过去，而要面对现实的需求和责任，并且为未来做准备。
How does this apply to us today?Alan Redpath, former pastor of Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, points out that we will miss the real point and meaning of this passage if we interpret it wrongly. Some people think that the Jordan River means death and Canaan represents heaven. This cannot be, because in the book of Joshua, Canaan is a land of warfare. This will not be our experience when we get to heaven, for there will be no war. Rather, Canaan represents complete salvation and the victorious Christian life which is available to every believer.
那么这个如何应用我们今天的现实生活呢？阿南·约塔，他是芝加哥牧灵青年教会的前牧师，他指出，如果错误地解释这段经文，我们就没有领会这段经文的真正含义。因为许多人认为约旦河意味着死亡，迦南地则代表着天堂，但事实上是不可能的，因为根据约西亚书。迦南地那个时候是一片战场。当我们到天堂时，我们不会遇到这样的事，因为天堂不会有战争。相反，迦南地代表着完全的救赎和基督生活的得胜，这适用于每一个基督徒。当我们被救赎之后，在此基础上追求属灵的成长和成熟时，我们仍面临着许多征战。
After we have been saved.We still face many battles as we seek to build on this foundation, a life of spiritual growth and maturity. It is interesting to note that the majority of the New Testament is written not for the conversion of the sinner, but rather for the spiritual growth of the saint. Yet many Christians today have not gone beyond their conversion experience, accepting Christ as their Savior.They have been released from the slavery of sin, but they are living in the land of spiritual defeat, a spiritual wilderness.
有趣的是，新约的大部分内容不是关于罪人的改变，而是关于圣徒的灵命成长。然而，今天许多基督徒仍然仅仅是愿意信耶稣，接受基督为他们救主，他们已经从最终得释放。但是人生活在灵性失败的境地中，也就是灵命的旷野。
Last summer, I spent 5 days out of camp, a Christian camp, teaching kids in grades 4 to 6. The theme of the week was grow, using Luke 2:52 as its foundation. To show how that works out in a person's life, we went through the book Pilgrim's Progress, written by John Bunyan.
去年夏天，我花了5天时间在一个营会中教4到6年级的孩子。那一周的主题是成长，主题经文是《路加福音》2章12节。为了表明成长在一个人生命中的作用，我们读完了约翰·丹尼尔写的《天路历程》。
At the beginning of the book, the main character, Christian.Seeks an answer to a question, namely, what must I do to be saved? While he does find the answer to that question in the atoning blood of Christ, most of the story is then spent telling how Christian continues on his journey, how he grows by learning to rely on the Word of God, prayer, and the encouragement of other pilgrims.Although he encounters many difficulties along the way, he learns how Christ is sufficient through it all.
在书的一开始，书中的主要人物基督徒寻求一个问题的答案，那个问题就是：我必须做什么才能得救？当他发现问题的答案在于基督的赎罪宝血之后。故事的大部分篇幅就用于讲述基督徒怎样继续他的旅程，怎样通过学习依靠神的话语、祷告以及其他同路人的鼓励来成长。尽管沿途他遇到许多困难，但他学习了基督是怎样提供充足的帮助，为他克服困难的。
As we face the unknown, fearful, and overwhelming, we need to remember that it is not about the past, but the present and the future. God is calling us to leave behind the wilderness of failure and sin and to enter the promised land of victory in Christ.
当我面对未知的、可怕的、无法完成的工作时，我们需要记住，我们不能停留在过去，而应该放眼现在和未来。神呼召我们离开失败和罪的旷野，进入在基督里得胜的应许之地。
Our second point, learning from Joshua as he faced the unknown, fearful, and overwhelming, is it is not about pessimism, but persistence.
我们从这段经文当中学到的第二点应该是，我们不因悲观丧，而因坚持不懈。If
we look back a little further into the experience of the Israelites, we find that they had every reason for pessimism. God had promised Abraham the whole land of Canaan as an inheritance. But already with Jacob and his 12 sons, we find the Israelites going down to the land of Egypt in order to avoid starvation. Then, not long afterward, they became slaves of the Egyptians, where they remained in bondage for 400 years. Thankfully, they were delivered from Egypt by the strong hand of God, and they started the trip to the promised land. But then what happened? A trip that should have maybe taken maybe no more than 2 months actually took 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And now their leader, whom God had used so mightily to deliver them, was dead. Did they not have every reason for pessimism?
神应许亚伯拉罕，凡主赫迦南地赐给他的子孙作为产业，但是到了雅各和他的十二个儿子生活时代，以色列人畏躲离饥荒，逃亡了埃及。然后，美国多久，他们就成为埃及的奴隶，在埃及为奴四百年。感谢神，他们被神大能手从埃及解救出来，开始了走向应许之地的旅程。但之后发生了什么呢？一个本应该逃过两个月的旅程，他们却才旷野中走了四十年，而他们的代理人被神重用，带领他们从埃及摩西这时去了什么？难道他们没有理由悲观失望吗？But
notice verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. God had promised to give the Israelites the land of Canaan, but there was one condition. They must possess their inheritance.
因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我将他们列祖起誓应许给他们的地。神应许以色列人赐给他们迦南地，但是有一个条件，他们必须领受他们的基业。Note
verse 3. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. The whole land was to be given to the people, but they could only possess that portion which they claimed, every place where you set your foot.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我应许摩西的话赐给你们的，整个土地都给了以色列人，但他们只能拥有属于他们的一部分，也就是凡你们脚掌所踏之地。This
truth is also applicable in the spiritual realm. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." We have all we need for our spiritual lives in Christ, but we must claim these blessings. We soon discover, however, that we face an awesome foe who would like to prevent us from claiming these spiritual blessings. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms."
事实上，这也是属灵属灵世界的。以弗所书1:3节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。在基督里，我们拥有属灵生命所需要的一切，但我们必须去领受这些福气。 然而我们很快就会发现我们面对的一个可怕的论证，它阻止我们去领受这些事情的祝福。在以弗所书六章十二节，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖和幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Satan will do all he can to try and destroy the church and to make it fail. But let me challenge us with this truth, that if we allow ourselves to nurse a spirit of pessimism, we have already lost the battle. God says to us, as he says to Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. God says to us today, claim your possession. This church which I gave to you, your pastors, your leaders, who have sacrificed to make it a reality. Without their sacrifice and hard labor, what you have in this church would not be here today. Encourage them, come alongside them, be persistent in the work of the Lord.
今天神对我说，领受你们产业，就是这些教会，我已经将它赐给了你的先祖，就是你们的牧师、你们的领袖，他们做出了牺牲，使你们可以领受这个产业。没有他的牺牲和劳苦，你们今天在这些教会的所有就不会存在，你们今天也不会在这里。所以鼓励他们，和他们同行，坚持不懈地为主做工。
Our third point, learning from Joshua as he faced the unknown, fearful, and overwhelming, is it is not about paralysis, but the presence of God.
我们要从这段经文当中学习到的第三点是，不应专注于自己的无能，而应感受神的同在。
As we look around us in society,in which we live, and as we consider the task of spreading the gospel that has been given to us by our Lord, we sometimes become almost paralyzed by fear. We look at the youth and the young adults of this generation and we wonder, how can we challenge them in their faith? How can we pass on a deep faith to the next generation?
当我们环顾我们今天所生活的世界，并且当我们想到神托付给我们的传福音的任务，我们有时几乎因畏惧而无力向前。面对这些新一代的少年和青年人，我们想知道怎样才能挑战他们的信仰，我们该怎样把一个重要的信仰交给他们呢？
God said to Joshua, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
神对约书亚说，我岂没有吩咐过你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要畏惧，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
We have similar promises in the New Testament. 2 Timothy 1:7, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
在新约中，我们同样有这样的应许，在提摩太后书一章七节当中，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
1 John 4:4, You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
约翰一书四章四节。小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Romans 8:15 For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
罗马书八章十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
And Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
罗马书八章三十一节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
If our eyes are fixed on our human circumstances, it is easy for us to become paralyzed rather than hope in the presence of God.
如果我们的眼睛只看我们所处的环境，而不专注于神跟我们同在的希望，就很容易因为没有能力而失败。
E. Stanley Jones,A great missionary statesman once wrote the following. The early Christians did not say in dismay, look at what the world has come to, but in delight, look at what has come to the world. They did not only see the room, but the resources for the reconstruction of that room. They did not only see that sin did abound,but that grace did much more abound.
斯坦利·琼斯，他是一位伟大的宣教士、神学家。他曾经写道：“早期的基督徒从来不气馁地说，看这个世界变成什么样子了。他们却喜悦地说，看什么来到了这世上。他们不仅仅只看到毁灭，也看到毁灭带来的重建的资源。他们不仅仅看到罪的深入。”
That same confidence must possess us if we are to move from being an anemic, non-creative, naysaying type of person who, by the grace of God, embraces the circumstances of what life is.
如果我们通过神的恩典，从一个没有活力、没有创造力、消极的人，转变成一个可以接受任何生活环境的人。
But this confidence and faith must not be based on ourselves. The whole secret of abundant living can be summed up in maybe this one sentence. Not your responsibility, but your response to God's ability.
但是这种信心和信仰一定不是建立在我们自己的基础之上。丰盛生活的全部意义可以用一句话来总结。那就是，不是你的责任，而是你对神能力的回应。
To review, what are some things that we need to remember that can help us as we face the fearful, overwhelming, and unknown of the future?
我们需要记住下面几点来帮助我们面对未知的、可怕的、无法完成的事情。
First, it is not about the past, but the present and the future.We need to assess, how much progress have we made in our spiritual pilgrimage? Do we expect God to use us personally and corporately as we look to the future? Second,It is not about pessimism, but persistence. As you look back to the past, celebrate the faith, vision, and sacrifice of your leaders and pastor, and seek to encourage them.
这里补充两点，就是在第一点当中啊，神呼召我们走出悲观和气馁，进入希望和期待的地方。当我们展望未来时，我们看到神使用我们或个人或者教会吗？第二点应该是。不因悲观失望而坚定不懈。当你们回首过去，请颂赞你们的信心、意向和你们领袖和牧师的牺牲，并鼓励他们。
And third, it is not about paralysis, but the presence of God.We need to claim the presence and power of God to overcome our weakness. How do we do that? by remembering that it is not just about our responsibility, but our response to God's ability. God leads, but we need to be obedient to what He asks.
第三点，不应专注于自己的无能，而应感受神的同在。我们需要领受神的同在和力量，去克服我们的无能和软弱。我们该如何做呢？请记住，这不是我们的责任，而是你对神能力的回应。神引领我们，但我们需要顺服神的旨意。
God wants to use you, and to use this church as you surrender your lives and service to His control.
当你们把自己的生命和一切都交到神的手中时，神就要使用你们
Pray earnestly for the Lord's guidance in terms of what the future holds, and give Him praise that you do not go into it alone, but with Him strengthening you for whatever may come. And may you be blessed in that. Amen.
请切切祷告，为了神对将来的引导，并赞美他，因你不再单独面对困境和挑战，而是靠着神的力量，无论遇到何种困难，信心都得以坚固，愿你在其中蒙福。Let's give Matthew a big hand and thank you.